The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hi, here we are, 7 after the hour. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen. There's a new memoir from the Secret Service, or at least from an agent named Clint Hill, the Secret Service agent who became part of history. Go back, if you will, to November 22nd, 1963. Clint Hill threw his body over President Kennedy and Mrs. Kennedy, hoping to spare their lives with his own. He has been haunted by the president's death for the rest of his life. He said, quote, "It was a failure on our part as agents, and that has eaten at me all of my life. It still does." He also had the extraordinary responsibility of serving four other presidents over a 17-year career. You may remember the movie with Clint Eastwood that was loosely built around Clint Hill.
I didn't
and
know that.
His career. Yes, right. So he not only served in the Kennedy administration, but he also was a protector of Eisenhower, Johnson, Nixon, and Ford. He was greatly concerned, he said, about Jackie's public image, became surprisingly controlling in how she'd be photographed, and uses an example. They took a trip to Italy in 1962, and he said in the book, quote, "Before we went, he made sure I understood that he didn't want any nightclub scenes, no scenes with glasses or bottles of wine on the table, no bikini shots," referring to the president and his orders to protect the first lady, because she was a big smoker and a big drinker. And that didn't
really
fit well, yeah.
Wow.
That's why she died. She had the complications of what they call it, COPE, C-O-P-D, whatever that is.
Uh-huh.
Quite young. She died, I think it was 64, a couple of years ago. Anyway, so in this book, he discusses one of the most bizarre chapters. The Elvis Presley, that movie that's out now that I can't seem to get anybody really interested. I want to go see it.
I can't wait to see it. I guess you and I are the only ones.
It's out in limited release.
Elvis and Nixon.
Go see it myself. I can't seem to get any interest in going to see it, but it looks like a fun movie. The story is that Nixon tricked Elvis Presley into thinking that he'd made him a federal drug enforcement agent, and it's fun stuff. So I'm back to thinking about the Secret Service and the secrets of the Secret Service. There was another book earlier, I don't know, it was written last year or the year before, that focuses on the Secret Service and their agents. You'll recall there have been a number of incidents in the Obama administration that have been embarrassing for the Secret Service.
Yeah.
One can argue it's because of the lack of good management from the administration, whatever it is. There are some very interesting things that go on. I mean, think about the crowd. If you can use your imagination, you can all picture this because you all have imaginations. Go back. If you don't go back any further than just the inauguration of the current president with Mr. and Mrs. Obama walking down Pennsylvania Avenue, waving to everybody with the cars behind them, you can, you know, think about the crowds that you saw.
Am I the only one that there makes me nervous? I get very nervous watching that.
Well, in this day and age, it is. I remember Jimmy Carter, I think, started that whole trend by walking when he was elected in 76, so Inauguration Day 77, he just walked down the street, didn't want to get in the car. And you look at some of the Secret Service agents looking into the crowd. It's usually cold that day. Mm. Secret Service agents' suit jackets are open. Their hands are free so they can get to their guns. They all have pistols. You watch on television, the motorcade proceeds. Sometimes you catch a glimpse of a man's silhouette on top of a building with a gun. The massive security precautions that are planned before something like this. The Secret Service has scripted a lot of things for presidents and first ladies over the years. They're supposed to seem like it's automatic. You know, you just, it's part of the scene. This guy Hill and others like him have pledged to take a bullet for the president. That's their job. Secret Service agents have a dangerous job. There's no question about the fact. I mean, look at what Clint Hill did. He jumped on that car to protect the Kennedys. And if you are not focused, a lapse could lead to an assassination. Well, basically, that's what happened, and that's what Hill is writing about. At least, that's what I get out of this, Victoria.
Yeah.
He feels guilty that they weren't watching more carefully or closely to what was going on all around them. So, anyway.
And that incident, I think, changed the entire Secret Service forever.
Yeah, it did. Surveillance is different now, much more complicated, much more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I see something from the Secret Service director reminding agents they have to, they cannot reveal to anybody, especially the press, that they are on duty all the time, more or less, and you can't talk about what you see or know about what goes on behind the scenes. You can't talk about this. But then, I mean, you go back to the Kennedy era, for example, and the one-night stands. The Secret Service never talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
The lady who was the press secretary, who looked just like Jackie Kennedy, was one of the women that the president was having an affair with. Other secretaries in the White House he was having affairs with. Apparently, you know, remember when Ronald Reagan used to have his nooner? Kennedy had a nooner, but it wasn't the same kind of a nooner.
So Reagan took a nap and Kennedy took an adult nap.
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
If you see the television show Scandal that's popular now, with Olivia Pope, or that's her name, the character, and Kerry Washington plays that character, mm-hmm. She's in the White House all the time doing the hokey pokey with the president, and or the Secret Service bring the president to her apartment. Yeah, is that likely to happen? I don't know. I mean, who knows? Because the Secret Service is sworn not to talk about these things, so you get none of that in Hill's new book. So, but it's this memoir, I think, is going to be pretty powerful. And it looks, he served presidents over a 17-year career. He was in the Secret Service for most of his career, I think, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And so you look at, I just go back to, I remember watching Jimmy Carter walk into the White House on the day he was inaugurated carrying his own luggage.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was the Secret Service came up, Mr. President, let's take you. Nope. I'm bringing in my own luggage. And, you know, the things like that. Ronald Reagan's code name was Rawhide with the Secret Service.
Okay.
George Bush.
Well, Ronald did think he was a cowboy, so that makes sense.
George Bush, the father's code name was Timberwolf.
Ooh.
The agents loved playing pranks on him. They had a lot of fun. They had a great respect. George Bush, the father, was very respectful of his staff. And Barbara was as well. So they had very close personal relationships with all the staff in the White House. Not
That's
what
nice.
The story is now or was. The Clintons didn't get along with the folks that were working in the White House because they just didn't. Bill Clinton's code name was Eagle. Secret Service didn't like him. They don't like his wife. And they didn't like the staff of the White House didn't like him either. George Bush, the son, his code name was Trailblazer. He was one of the...
Because he was always lost in the woods?
Well, perhaps. He picked his own agents. Oftentimes, the Secret Service, whoever's running the Secret Service, assigns whoever the agents are going to be. George Bush said, no, nothing doing with that. I picked my own agents,
mm-hmm.
the ones who jogged with him. Remember?
They were
on
that's
bikes
right.
around him when he was running around.
Yep.
And then Barack Obama's code name is Renegade. He apparently, Secret Service seems to have liked him. They didn't like him at first, but what they say is the most difficult job they have is guarding his smoking habit, keeping people away from him while he smokes. That's what apparently is the most difficult thing that they are. That's the most difficult thing.
Now, I thought he quit.
No, he's lying. He didn't quit at all. There's all kinds of stories about him. Every time he can, he sneaks a cigarette. And the Secret Service protects him. They isolate him so that nobody sees him.
So no one gets a picture.
Right. Nobody sees him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's very interesting. Of the presidents that have liked the not since George Bush and Ronald Reagan has the staff really liked the president. And so, you know,
why is that? Like, what?
Because they're rude to them. They treat them like dirt. They don't have respect for them. They think, oh, well, just part of the staff. One of the things that I read a book that was by another Secret Service agent, and he profiled, he was one of the Gerald Ford Secret Service agents. They referred to him as a clumsy son of a bitch. Gerald Ford was always falling. Well, he had a reputation for clumsiness.
Right.
They loved him, though. The agents loved him. He was a fun guy, skier, swimmer. He crashed a golf cart, and the Secret Service had to get him out of it. But they're always, they liked him a lot. He was polite. And Reagan was downright outgoing. This other book about the people. Reagan would never get out of Air Force One without going up and down the aisle, thanking everybody on the plane, shaking hands, wishing them a good day. Thanks, fellas, he would say as he'd go out. He was known to apologize to agents who was assigned to work on holidays. He had food from the White House given to them and would often slip them a $100 bill if they were there on holidays. Ronald Reagan. So
my friend was just at his museum in California and said he thought it was really interesting.
Oh, it's fabulous. The Reagan Library, fabulous.
The library, I mean, yes. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Okay.
And he said the plane's there, too, which was cool.
Oh, yeah. That's even better. I have a picture of that. I think we posted, if we don't, I'll get a picture of it. Meredith took a picture of Megan and I standing in front of the plane when we were there last. Was it last? No, a year ago, September. A fabulous. Anybody who goes to California needs to go to Simi Valley and go to the Reagan Library, no matter what your politics are.
Sure, it's history. It's great.
Oh, it's great stuff. All right. So anyway, thank you for bringing that memoir to my attention from Clint Hill. It's 19 after the hour. This is a good day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an NXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Worry worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Some good news. If you're a Dolly Parton fan, we have a little Dolly Parton concert going on here, 24 after the hour on Good Day. This portion of each hour is a focus on various types of music from the past and the present. Dolly is part of the past and part of the present. She is 70 years old and doesn't seem to slow down a bit. And so it's interesting to focus on a part of her life that most of us don't know anything about. We were talking about gossip earlier and how all of the things that, you know, people talk about that seem kind of silly. There's always been a lot of gossip about Dolly Parton and her husband. She married him when she was 18 years old and has been married to him for, what, so that makes it 40, how many years? 70
years. Yeah, this is their 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary. They got married, she met him at 18 at the Wishy-Washy Laundromat in Nashville. And then they were married at a church in Ringgold, Georgia. Her mother was there, only witness to the marriage. So they're celebrating their 50th anniversary this month. And they're having a big wedding. She said, we didn't get married in a, you know, in a, she, one person, her mother was there, that was it. So we're going to get married again. Quote, I'll have a beautiful wedding dress, she says. I didn't have a big, long wedding dress when we got married. And we actually have a suit for my husband.
Imagine what he used to wear when he wore the first one.
I don't think, is there a picture, will you Google him? And see if you can find a picture of Carl Dean. I remember his name because this is my what I do for a living, so I remember things like that. But most people don't even know who the guy is.
Yeah, I mean, I've looked this up before, and the only picture I was able to find was, I think, their wedding picture.
Yeah.
There's one from 50 years ago, and that's it.
Yeah. And there were all kinds of, over the, is he handsome? You see a picture of him? Yeah.
Thinking you're kind of handsome. Oh, my God, do I love this song. Crank this up, Jerry. Are wonderful. So this is appropriate. That's what she says her feelings are for her husband. Even though there were always rumors about her having an affair with Johnny Carson, she had an affair with Merle Haggard. These are the rumors, never proven, because people are nasty. People start these dirty rumors. Why would you think, well, the answer to the why would you think that is that she's never seen in public with her husband. Never, ever. He wants nothing to do with her career, nothing to do with her business, nothing to do with anything except her essence. She and he obviously love each other. I think it's a great love story, actually.
It's a wonderful love story.
It is. You know, want nothing.
It's nice to know it happens still.
Yeah, isn't it, though? I mean, I think it is the potential, because so many people today are worried about money, and they're worried about things that, because they don't really know the people that they're with, and under the circumstances, there are bad judgments that are made sometimes. She has talked about him a little bit, but not much. And that's out of respect for him, because that was his wish. He wanted just to be there as a support for her. That was it. So isn't that just neat? That's very wonderful. Romantic.
Good. I love stories like this. My parents have been married for 36 years now, and so I love hearing other stories of people married for a long time.
And they
time.
Still love each other, obviously.
Yeah, your time. I think
good.
So.
Good. Congratulations to Dolly Parton and Carl Dean here from Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Achoo! Learning to live with your pet and allergies. You know, if you suffer from allergies and are first considering a pet, there are some breeds of dogs and cats that are less apt to irritate allergies. Among the dog breeds, there are poodles because they have hair versus fur, terriers, Portuguese water dogs, and the Irish water spaniel. And among cats, there's the Rex and other shorthand breeds, but also remember that there are the hairless cats, the Sphinx as well. But if you already have a pet, there are things you can do to keep those allergies in check. First of all, make sure the house is vacuumed on a regular basis using a vacuum cleaner that has a HEPA filter. Wash your bedding as well as the pet's bedding every day. And if the allergies are really severe, have an allergy-free room. Maybe there's one room in the house where you can go in when your allergies are bothering you. That's kind of a pet-free zone. Make sure you use the proper coat conditioner. Make sure you use a good shampoo. Make sure the dog's skin and coat is in good shape. And if you have a cat, have someone wipe the cat every day, because most people are not allergic to the cat's fur. They're allergic to the cat's saliva. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an ESP electric guitar, just $299. Keep it in tune with a TC electronic pedal tuner, just $69. Or strike a chord with Martin acoustic strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in store and online.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on.
Here we go again, 34 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Wednesday, the 4th of May, and we have to deal with all these silly, I don't know, is it silly, Kara? The silly stuff that comes from the May the 4th be with you. We have a constant tweet going on at Good Day Show, and some of the comments about Star Wars Day today. I didn't get this one. Raglan Pub and Kitchen. That must be a location instead of a person, right? Chefs working on a Wookiee burger. Maybe a bit chewy. Get it? Frank writes, I was raised a Catholic, so every time I hear May the 4th be with you, my natural response will always be, and also with you. Phil, spoiler alert, Jar Jar Binks is annoying. Man, yeah, that's for sure. Andrew writes, work is the path to the dark side. Work leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. That's how Yoda feels every Monday morning. I'm a big fan of Yoda. In my old studio, I had pictures of Yoda all over the place. I have not unpacked them yet. The only picture I have in the studio is actually of Charlotte. But I'm going to put that up because Yoda really is something special. Teresa writes, which Imperial commander was afraid of swimming? Darth Vader. See, that's the kind of stuff that I love.
Really?
Well, you could do that. How about a wet Imperial commander didn't do a good job in the restaurant? Darth Vader.
Oh, that's even worse. You took a bad joke and made it worse.
Isn't that my job?
Apparently.
My job. All right, so anyway. Kara didn't laugh at that. I'm not sure why she did. I thought she'd think that was funny.
Maybe she's not a Star Wars fan. But I do love Yoda, and I recently saw all the Star Wars movies for the first time, and my only thing was, I wish there was more of Yoda. Yeah. There needed to be more Yoda.
Well, Yoda is the imperial symbol for me of Star Wars and the Force and what it's all about spiritually. Mm-hmm. For me, there's a real... I mean, these movies are very spiritual, to my way of thinking. It's all about what really the world is from my perspective. I believe that there is a force, and the force is good. That is, you can refer to it any way you want to. God, the force, a supreme intelligence, infinite intelligence, whatever it is, whatever
universe.
You want to use for it. The universe, another one. But I really do believe that we have we do have guidance, we have guides, and there are good ones and there are bad ones. So there's a Darth Vader or Vader or Vader, and there's a Yoda, and there is a constant push-pull, and that's the whole business about good and bad, and so, you know, it manifests itself on the planet in many different ways. Look at all of the horrible violence that there is on the planet, and people trying to stop it, whether it's war, whether it's the stuff that goes on in Chicago, you know, people who get angry in families and people who are evildoers. Wasn't it George Bush's term? The evildoers. There are.
Yeah. Evildoers. And family secrets and things like that. I mean, there are a lot of universal themes in Star Wars.
Right.
That, and it's a great commentary on the human condition. It really is.
Sure is. Agree with that one 100%. All right. Let's do our television report before Dr. John. John, where did that come from? Dr. John is a singer. Where the heck did that come from?
I believe you were in the right place at the wrong time.
I may have been. Now, if Kara were really good, she'd go find that song fast. But now,
we're going to play this one.
Time for the television intro, which is cool. Then Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us. Jimmy Kimmel is going to be Live's first post-Michael Strahan's guest host with Kelly. He's on next... Well, when is it? He's all done on Friday the 13th, I think, right? Which is appropriate.
Yes.
A week
May
from
13th.
This
Friday. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be the first guest host. He's not up for the job. I don't see how they would do that, frankly, because Kimmel's in Los Angeles and she's in. He's not moving from L.A. But it's interesting to see who they put on there and why they put some of these people up. It'll be. I don't think it would be. If I were. I mean, I'd do it. For a lark, if somebody would even ask me to do it, it would be fun to do. But I don't see it as long-term employment because I think that Good Morning America will occupy that 9 o'clock. They might absorb Kelly into it if she wanted to go. If I were her, I'd be looking at NBC or some other place to go. I wouldn't be staying at ABC. All right, so here we have the latest Scooby-Doo news. How many people are followers of Scooby-Doo?
I watched the cartoon when I was a kid.
All right. A new book, a new comic book, DC Comics launching a new Scooby-Doo comic called Scooby Apocalypse. They're in this new iteration from Hanna-Barbera, Mystery Machine Gang suiting up for the end of the world. Can't they come up with something different? All these damn things are the same. It's all like the Captain America coming out this weekend. End of the world. Everything's about the end of the world.
I know.
Scooby Apocalypse. Good God. Give me a break, will you please?
Scooby Zombies is next.
Scooby the Vampire. Anyway, whether you remember the characters from... But the late 60s, I think, early 70s, the cartoon series. It was, by the way, Scooby's voice, or which voice? Casey Kasem, was he the voice of Scooby-Doo? or one of the other characters. I know he was in it.
Well, I had no idea. That's new. That's completely new trailer to me. I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. No, he was the voice. I think he was the voice of Scooby-Doo. If you care, if you can find a piece of actual Scooby-Doo audio, I can tell you whether he was. I never watched this thing. I just remember hearing some of the stories because I never liked these things. I wasn't a kid anyway. I was an adult, sort of.
Right. They had all those reruns, like all on Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, they've been around for a long, long time. So it seems so weird to think about Scooby-Doo in some apocalyptic way. That's what seems, it doesn't seem to fit. All right, anyway, so that's the story of Scooby-Doo.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I think he was actually the voice of Shaggy. You'll see.
Shaggy, right.
Yeah, see if you can recognize
it
in this
one. Yep, he was
Shaggy?
Yeah, he was Shaggy.
There's something funny about those footprints. Look at the way they slide back to the edge of the rug.
That can only mean one thing.
Like she had big feet.
Oh, I hear it now.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
All right, speaking of old stuff, some old interviews of Prince are surfacing, a lot of them on MTV. Here's a clip from one with Kurt Loder talking to Prince about his unreleased music.
Your roles are very substantial. What do we find in there?
Some amazing jazz work. You find the best, most heady tracks that the Revolution recorded, the ones that we thought were too far gone back in the 80s. You'd find the more psychedelic rock version of the time. You find the really erotic Prince.
Really?
The really erotic sensual Prince. You find the future.
I've never heard his voice before. The first time I ever heard him talk. Prince.
Ever?
Time. Ever heard him talk. Yep. I heard him sing. Ever heard him talk.
Wow. Yeah, he had a very deep tone to his voice.
Yeah, right, for a little guy.
Yeah.
Okay, last item of interest here, Dancing with the Stars. What's up with the scoring errors?
I don't know. I've been hearing about this.
Are you watching? You don't watch that show either, do you?
No, I don't.
Kara, you watch that show?
No, Dancing I don't either.
No. TVGuide.com has a story about a number of snafus this season where votes have been reduced. And now it's becoming an issue. Some of the dancers are not happy with the scoring problems, and they haven't really addressed it, apparently. Why would the judges appear to be so confused by something they wrote with their own hands? Why not just have the scoring transparent so everybody can see the real vote at the real time? Is there a bit of shenanigans? I think that's what the suggestion is here. Some kind of shenanigans going on with the voting rigging. Ah, that's the story for, see it on, what's the TV, TMZ.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Rigging the votes on Dancing with the Stars, film at 11. Actually, no more film, but in a moment, Dr. Ronald Hoffman discusses some of the important medical stories of the day here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
45 after the hour now on the Good Day program. We welcome Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who is an excellent doctor. He He's an excellent writer, medical writer. He has for your intelligence and intelligent newsletter, interestingly enough, called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. You can go to drhoffman.com, Dr. Hoffman and his website, producing the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter every week. There are always lots of important things. I got a kick out of the most recent one, taking the health quiz. How many people took it and how many people passed?
Yeah, indeed. You know, I think there's a terrible problem with science literacy in this country. According to a recent survey, about 40% of the population don't know the difference between astrology and astronomy.
I know that, right?
There's a problem there. But then you extend it to health literacy, and this is of crucial importance, because when you go to the doctor and the doctor tries to explain something to you, or when you read about something, and you just can't fathom what they're talking about, you can't properly interpret it for you or your family, this can result in some major trouble. And then, of course, we're bombarded with advertisements for this, that, and the other drug, procedure, knee replacement. Yeah. So how are we going to make informed decisions? So health literacy is a big problem.
Example of one of the questions, Victoria, here. A deficiency of vitamin B12 can result in all of the following except A, anemia, B, numbness and tingling of the extremities, cognitive decline, dry skin or brittle hair, all of the above.
All of the above.
Right. Is that the right answer?
You know, I actually had a little trouble with that one myself. As I formulated the question, I deliberately put in dry skin and brittle hair as something that I didn't think was going to be caused by vitamin B12 deficiency. But then I looked it up, and it's actually one of the... So I surprised myself on that question.
That's
the answer is all of the above.
Yeah.
And it's, by the way, big problem among older Americans, and especially people taking acid blockers. I just looked at the chart of a 76-year-old who I'm treating, and she takes an acid blocker because she has reflux or GERD, heartburn, and her vitamin B12 was the lowest I've ever seen.
Really?
So, you know, she's complaining of, you know, I don't have energy, I can't focus. It has major effects on the brain, and can also make you, you know, pretty sick. So,
all right.
Big problem.
So, here's an interesting scenario. The lady in my life came down a week ago with a severe temperature, 103.2, I think it was. For 3 or 4 days, she was miserable, couldn't get out of bed, slept 20 hours of the 24. And then finally, we went to the doctor on Friday. They were taking her blood, and she fainted. And she's never fainted.
Wow.
She's a strong, physically strong woman. And so the fact that she went down, they took her to the hospital in an ambulance. She was in there for 4 hours. The first thought was that it was Lyme's disease. Did the test, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
And to this point, nobody really knows what it is. She got a big rash on her back. And so what would, if somebody like that came into your office, how would you diagnose it?
Well, it's a big problem, because for a Lyme disease test to be positive, you have to have it for at least 3 or 4 weeks. So one of the deficiencies of the Lyme disease testing.
Well, she had the bite. She recalled having a bite and having something on her back in April.
Oh, okay.
Early April. And
so by now it should be positive.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it wasn't. And it was not a small circle like you get. It was a big rash. Somebody speculated it might be shingles, but I've had that.
You know, the problem is, you know, just like there are UFOs, there are FUOs, fevers of unknown origin, and they account for about 40% of the fevers that the people experience. We just don't know sometimes why people are sick.
She was given doxy, what's his?
Well, just in case, an antibiotic. But if it's a virus, it doesn't really matter. So, you know,
that's
got to cover
dangerous.
A lot of the bases.
I'm told that stuff is kind of dangerous to take.
But it's a CYA move. They got to cover their bases, what if it were an infection? They got to do it.
All right, Dr. Ron Hoffman here. This is our good day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
I love this. It's time for us to visit with our favorite pet experts, the illustrious doctor. Yeah, he's an honorary doctor, too. Warren Eckstein, your animal's best friend at 53 past the hour. Lots of news from the pet world this week, including a focus on how good it is to hug your dog. We'll get Warren's take on that in just a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Capital One. According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate, with no limits or expiration dates, and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks like the Capital One wallet that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. I'm Cecilia Silguera.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Mother's Day is fast approaching, and Sam's Club has everything you need to show her how special she is. Treat mom to a tasty meal that begins with mouth-watering ribeye steaks, just $9.98 per pound. Fresh asparagus, less than $2.75 per pound. And a beautiful touch that shows her just how much you care, a dozen roses, just $14.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
All right, so here we are with a Washington firm in, I'm talking about Washington, D.C., and Warren, just we were talking about this. Apparently, they have one in Washington. I'm sorry, in Los Angeles. It's not Uber, but Zuber. A car service, a limousine service for your pets. So the ride-hailing services that have been very, very popular have created a company called Rapid Paws, an on-demand limo service for animals. I want to know who's demanding it. Is the dog demanding it? How do you? There's an app, apparently, Warren. You can download on your smartphone an app or go on their website. And that's how you arrange the ride for your dog to whatever place. They have a special limousine for pets. I mean, I can't imagine.
I think it's a fabulous idea. I think there's a lot of people out there that don't drive. There's a lot of public transportation that don't allow dogs on them. So for that person that doesn't drive or lives like in a city situation and there's an emergency, heaven forbid, or they got to get somewhere to the airport, I think it's a great idea. I think it's super. I know a lot of seniors, for example, will call me sometimes and say, you know, I got to get my dog to the vet, but I have no way of getting there. Well, this gives them an opportunity or an option.
That's what it's all about. Yep. And there's the stories at DougSteffen.com. But they have already had like 8,000 calls in the District of Columbia and in Maryland, because there are 400 vets, and as you just said, sometimes the dog is an emergency and there's nobody around with a car. So it really...
This needs to come to New York City.
Yeah, that'd be a great thing in New York City.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure that somewhere in New York City, if you were to Google a dog taxi or pet taxi, you would come up with a company in New York City that does it. There are several smaller companies do it, not necessarily limos. They might have Priuses. The bottom line is that there are companies that have dog taxis around the country.
Yep. All right, last week, a lot of news reports... like this one, suggesting that according to a new study, you should not hug your dog.
If you're a dog lover, listen to this story. You may love giving your dog a big hug. I know I do. But turns out they probably hate it. A new study shows the loving embrace may actually just stress the dog out because it feels trapped and unable to escape from danger. The head researchers say 81% of dogs in their study showed signs of anxiety when they were hugged. They recommended petting the dog or giving it a treat if you want to show some love.
All right, so we had in our constant, we have a constant tweet going on, and some of the comments, Warren, Maya writes, my two doggies come running for a big old hug. This pet expert has it all wrong. Roberta writes, a really stupid study. Lucy writes, dogs are made to hug. Mine enjoy hugs. Joyce says, a cat made up this report, I'm sure. All right, so what do you say about hugging your dog?
My entire reputation is based on hugging and kissing. The first thing dogs do when they're born is cuddle and hug each other. But the bottom line is this. There are certain dogs that don't like to be hugged. I'm one of those people that don't like to be hugged. So the bottom line is, if you have a dog that doesn't like to be hugged, don't hug them. But I would say that 90% or 95% of the people I deal with hug their dogs every day. And you know what? The dogs come looking for their hugs because they enjoy them.
Warren Eckstein, the pet expert here on Good Day.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.